This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. I want to share with you this morning three electrifying chidushim from Maran Ga'oinu Zeinu, Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulai, the Chida, and the Sefer Nachal Kidumim. Firstly, we begin at the beginning of the parasha. Ve'lakachta me'reishis kol peri ha'adama. Asher Hashem lekech noshnach. And you should take from the fruits, the first fruits that the Lord has given you. Question, ask the Chida. The word ve'lakachta is the incorrect word. You're not taking them, you're giving them. Why does it say you should take? You should take, you should give. So the Chida brings a chidush from the Rav Hamuvak, from the Rabbanei Eir HaKodesh Yushalayim, in the earlier generations, Rav Yaakov Molcho. We know that in order for Kedushin to be effective, it has to be Nasan Huv Amarhu. He gives the money and he makes the statement. Nasan huva amarhi, if he gives the money and she makes the statement, it's not a kedushin. Nasan hiva amrahu, if she gives the money and he makes a statement, it's not a good kedushin. You need nasan huva amarhu. However, the Gemara says, nasan hiva amarhu, if she gives the money and he makes the statement, she gives him value. And he says, hareya mekudeshasli, but he's an adam chashav. He's an important person. So she is honored. She is honored by his receiving her gift, mekudeshes. The Gemara says, "Behahi hana shemekabel miyada matana gamra makanya nafsha." With the hana that he accepted her gift, she is makin herself to him. Therefore, we always have to realize that when we're asked to offer something to God, we have to always recognize who's giving and who's receiving. At first glance, it might appear v'nasata me'reishis kol pri adama, when in reality, it's v'yikchu li truma. It's v'lakachta. You're really taking, you're benefiting. You're the recipient. And the Chida says, that's how we read the words. V'yata hevesi es reishis pri adama asher nasata li Hashem. And now I've brought my first fruits, Asher Nasata Li Hashem. The Asher Nasata Li Hashem is not just I'm bringing the first fruits that God gave me. No, it means that which I'm bringing is called that Hashem is giving me. Because since you're receiving it, it's like you're giving it to me. So Asher Nasata Li Hashem is not just going on, you gave me the fruits originally. It's going on, you're giving me the fruits now. Now you're giving me the fruits. Another offering. Vayivienu al hamakam hazeh, vayiten lenu asaratz hazeis. You brought us to this place, and you gave to us this land. Says Rashi, what does it mean you brought us to this place, the Beis HaMikdash? What does it mean you gave us this land, Eretz Yisrael? So let's focus on that for a moment. You brought us to this place, the Beis HaMikdash. You gave us this land, the land of Israel. The question is, it's out of order. The Pasuk is out of order. First you come to Israel, then you go to the Beis HaMikdash. Why does the Pasuk say, you brought us to the Mikdash, you gave us this land? Again, the Chida quotes Rabbeinu Yaakov Molcho in his drashos, Ksav Yad. He cites Targum Yonasan ben Uziel on the Pasuk, Va'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim, and you lifted us on the wings of eagles, that you brought us from Mitzrayim to the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk, Va'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim, refers to that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He brought us to the Beis HaMikdash that night to eat the Karim Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore it says, Vayotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim. The Psukim are read as follows. God took us out of Egypt. And then Vayivienu el hamakom hazeh, he brought us to the Beis Hamikdash when the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. God lifted us up and carried us to the Beis Hamikdash. And then, and only then, after that, after Hashem took us to the Beis Hamikdash, then Vayitein lanu es haaretz hazois, he gave us Eretz Yisrael. That, in fact, is the order. That's the order. First, he gave us the temple. Then, he gave us Artseinu Akdosha. Says the Chida, this beautifully explains the pasuk in the Shira. Nehalta ve'ozcha el nevei kodshecha. Nehalta ve'ozcha el nevei kodshecha, which Targum explains to mean that Hashem brought us to the Beis HaMikdash. Question, but we hadn't gone there yet. Furthermore, afterwards it says, Shamu Amim Yir Gazun. That goes back to our entry into Eretz Yisrael when we were on our way. So why would it first say he took us to the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Chida, based on this idea that Hashem brought us to the Beis HaMikdash even before we came to Eretz Yisrael, it's very beautiful. Meaning, first Hashem brought us to the Beis HaMikdash. Ooh, Hashem first brought us to the Beis HaMikdash. So if Hashem is able to bring us instantaneously to the Beis HaMikdash, why did he have to go through the whole show with the Exodus, with Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the miracles? He could have done it in 1 second. The answer is he must have done all the miracles to frighten the nations of the world so that they should recognize his greatness. God took us instantaneously to the Mikdash. So then what was the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim? To inspire fear in the nations of the world. Therefore, the psukim continue. Shamu Amim Yir Gadlan. The nations, in fact, heard of Hashem's power. Then the Chida brings something amazing. Vayitzav Moshe es ha'am vayomahu. Moshe commanded the people on that day. The words Moshe es ha'am bayom hahu are Rashi Tevois me'ahava. Me'ahava. To be merames.
Yes, go.
That if we love each other, we'll be saved from the Toichacha. Me'ahava. You got that, Rashi Tevois? It's really amazing. Moshe es ha'am bayomahu me'ahava. That the brachos, if we love each other, will be saved from the kolos. The brachos will only come if we love each other. Says the Chida, we know there are 98 kolos in the Toichacha. The Zoyar says they all were niskayim in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Why were they niskayim in the time of the Bayis Sheni? Because Sinas Chinam is Gematria 98. Now we understand. But if Moshe es ha'am bayomahu me'ahava, that is a way to protect ourselves from the Klalos of the Teichacha. The Klalos of the Teichacha, the Zayar says, happened in Bayis Sheni. In fact, the words kol choili, every illness, the Chida later brings his Gematria 98. They happened in the times of the Bayis Sheni. Sinas Chinam. Chinam is Gematria 98. Sinas Chinam brought about the Klalos, the 98 Klalos of the Teichacha. But the Remez is, Moshe es ha'am bayomahu me'ahava, that if we're oyavim ze'ezeh, that protects us from the Klalos of the Teichacha. Okay, look forward to seeing everyone tonight at 8:30 for an amazing share. Please join us at 8:30. Also, 4:30 today, we're learning an incredible sefer. See, peace, Alisha. Everybody is cordially invited. 4:30.
I'm going to lock the door.
Have a good day.
Lock the door.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.